A group of wild siblings born and raised on the western tip of Texas on the farmlands of the Rio Grande, the Ivies have been making music together since childhood. Inspired by classic rock like the Beatles and Simon and Garfunkel, as well as soulful legends like Bob Dylan and Johnny Cash, the Ivies' music grew into an indie folk style, strengthened by stellar harmonies and infused with a signature vibe of indie honesty. The Ivies will be playing live from Studio C at Star City Studios next Saturday, September 16th. And here to tell us about it are brothers Arlen and Galen Ivy. Welcome to State of the Arts.
Thank you for having
us. Thank you so much for having us.
So y'all have been around for a while.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
Just give us the rundown. I mean, give us the whole story and let's talk about how we ended up here because there have been some changes.
Right. Yeah, there's been some changes with siblings. We had my sister Jillian leave the band and Galen and Jenna, the two youngest of my entire family, stepped in to fill that void. They were already pretty much in the band. Galen has done a few shows with us, and he played the chamizal with us back in 2014. But we've been going at it since we recorded our first album at Sonic Ranch in 2008.
So it's been a while.
And now we've got four albums with a few EPs out there, too. So it's been something we've been pursuing for quite a while now.
And Arlen, you're the constant.
I've been there.
Somebody's got to keep it together, right?
That's right. Well, pretty much Jessica, too. Jessica's been right by my side. I depend on her a lot for her piano skills, for her voice. She fits so well vocally with me and Galen and Jenna as well. So she's a huge part of the band.
Is there a sibling that isn't musical, or is it a requirement? If you're an Ivy, you're going to play an instrument.
It's basically a requirement. Maybe not instrumentally, but definitely vocally. I think we all were required since we were little kids just to be able to use our vocals. And our dad was a great teacher. He really did. He taught us all how to sing really well. And I think that it's helped us as the band to really be able to build upon that and to have such stellar harmonies as we do.
And your dad, where did his inkling for singing come
from? His came
from
school. Yeah, when he was in school, he was in choir. And then, of course, he was growing up in the 60s and a huge fan of the Beatles and the Rolling Stones and all kinds of music. I mean, in the 80s, he listened to a lot of Michael Jackson. I mean, he has so many vinyl records. I mean, he has a huge collection. He would play music for us every night, almost every night. He'd be putting on a record. Just letting it spin.
And I'd be remiss. We got to bring up your Uncle Ed Ivy because,
yes.
You know, I'm from the punk rock school, and he's a legend.
He is a legend. I mean, he's been a huge influence on me, getting me going. And he's been there for advice, for friendship. And in fact, we've played his club in San Francisco quite a few times. He has a beer and wine venue out there and a real nice little stage. And we go out there and play. One time, our first show there, he stood on the street with his trumpet and played his trumpet and brought to bring people into the show, and it worked. I mean, he brought in dozens of people that were just listening to him play, and he said, "My cousins are playing right inside there. Go on in." You know, so he's been great for advice, for friendship. He's been through it all in the music scene,
and you see that. I mean, your sound is clearly different than his, but the DIY aspect of it. Is very much, you know, you just do it, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, you all have been doing it for quite some time.
We have, yeah. It's a grind. It's a grind at times. We just got to stay at it. It's something if you're very passionate about it, you have to pursue it.
Really?
I mean, if you don't and you let time go by, it just starts eating you up.
Mm-hmm.
If you let a few years slide by, you're going to dive back into it at some point. So you might as well keep going. You might as well keep going at it.
Well, and to that point, it seems like there was a little bit of a lull, right? I mean, you all started in 2008 and then you moved. But were you still playing music?
I was still playing music. It's a different animal playing music by yourself, especially growing up singing in harmony with my siblings and playing with my siblings. You depend on each other in such a way. Uh-huh. The sound is so different. I mean, I like playing on my own too. No offense, Galen.
But
I like
playing without Arlen as well. So.
So there's that.
But there's something special when it is the Ivies, which is us as a group of siblings, bringing in friends or family members who come in who fill the void of a bass player or a lead guitar player like our good friend Adrian Esparza. He joins us for shows. Or our cousin Ed, he played the chamizal show with us.
I was
going to
say,
bass.
I remember Ed played the chamizal show with us, Music Under the Stars.
But it's special when it comes together as a full group rather than a solo act. I enjoyed being a solo act, but I didn't enjoy it as much. Something was always missing. And sometimes I would be like, curse it all. I just miss it so much. You know, I miss the harmonies. I miss my siblings. I miss that interaction. I miss it live, and I would definitely miss it in the studio too. So that break was, I moved to Austin, and I was there for about 3 years. Mm-hmm. And the call of El Paso just pulled me back.
Can't
it's West Texas.
It yeah, you know, you it's can. Gorgeous.
Yeah.
So what does that feel like? I mean, when you achieve the perfect harmony and you're in harmony, what does that feel like?
It's almost impossible to describe. You know, it's a feeling that is so special to those sibling harmonies and to siblings that have known each other, obviously, their entire lives, getting to work together. It's something that is so difficult to describe, but it's such a special feeling when you know that not only are you getting to play something that you love, but mm. you're getting to play it with people that you love as well, and you're getting to play it at such a fantastic level as we are able to do, especially with those harmonies. So it's something that I think is really special to us, and we're so blessed to be able to do it.
I gotta ask.
I agree.
Because you're siblings, you also know which buttons to push.
Oh, yeah.
how
oh,
does
yeah.
that part of it work?
pretty well for the most
Jessica's
part.
Jessica's the best.
You know, Jessica is.
And Jenna has gotten really good at it, I gotta say. The baby of the family, she knows all the buttons to push to get me going.
Right. I will say, at times, too, I think that there's times when you're working 3 or 4 hours that you start to get a little tested with each other, and that's another fantastic aspect of working with siblings is that, you know, you might be a little nicer to someone else if it wasn't your sibling, but when you're getting to work with siblings,
that's true.
You know, there's some really nasty things that are said, but at the same time, you know, we know which buttons to push, and we all know how to come back together as well.
Come back together. The hard work that we do all together, just making it happen. We live for the fun moments, like the show coming.
Yeah,
you know, like that's what we live for. The show that we're going to do on Saturday, September 16th, doors open at 7 p.m., that's what we live for. So that's why I'm so excited to have that venue, have us come over there and play. Such a great place, such a cool art studio / recording studio, and to be a part of that. As when we step on that stage, that's what I'm living for, Marina.
Mm-hmm. It's true. And, you know, you all are playing at Star City, and we talked to Pat. They were talking about what a special place it is. You know, it's larger than you think, 120 people, but still in this really nice, intimate setting. How did you all come to pick that place as your venue?
You know, Mr. Eric Bozeman called me on the phone, and he asked me if we might consider coming over there and being a part of their concert series. They try to do a once-a-month concert there.
Yeah.
And so he said, come check it out. Bring your siblings. And I dragged them all along, and we all went over there, and we fell in love with the place. And Mr. Bozeman is such a great man. The place is run so well.
It's
and
awesome.
The sound, awesome. The room that we're going to be playing in is just to me, it feels like a really nice, intimate room. It's a listening room.
Sure.
And it's a good sound room. Justin Leah is going to be doing our sound, and he's been.
I love me some Justin.
I do too. Anybody in the music scene in El Paso loves Justin Leah. We've worked with him a lot. He's produced a couple of our records. He's engineered some of our records down at Sonic Ranch and at his home studio.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be fun knowing that he's at the helm, because he's pretty much a member of the band when he's up there.
He's controlling
that soundboard. Yeah.
So tell us about your album too, because you have Jenna's song, and Jenna's on the cover, and she's a newer member of the IAs, right?
Yeah.
As are you, right, Gayla?
I am a newer member, yeah. I've played a few shows, I think we've already said. I've played a few shows with them. So I'm more acquainted with the band than Jenna is. Jenna is definitely going to be the newest member. She just recently joined us, and we're really excited to bring her in. She provides a great harmony line. She's got such a great voice, and we're really excited to bring her in.
Her voice is very unique. And on the Jenna song record, the reason we called it Jenna song is because one of the songs on there that I wrote, one of my favorites is, it's called Jenna Song. And it was a song that I wrote about her personality, her spunk, you know. She's got a very vibrant spirit. And so that record became an album about joy and light. Life's not all about joy and light. It obviously has a dark side, but you can't write songs only about the dark side of things.
Those are easier to write for some reason,
it is,
too, right?
It's true. It's very true. And she pointed that out to me, so we started looking for my songs.
She's like, hey, you got to lighten
a little
up.
More, a little more energy, a little more light. Bring it in, you know? So She recorded a violin track on that record. She sang some background vocals on that record. Mm-hmm. We recorded it in late 2013. Mm-hmm. But she's definitely going to be involved in any new projects. She's going to be singing lead on a couple of songs at the concert, too.
Well, it's nice to know that Jenna's the one bringing the light.
Yes. Right. Yeah, she is. She balances me out.
You need the yin and the yang, right?
That's right. That's right.
All right. So tell us again. We want to go to the show. Where, how do we get tickets, all that jazz?
Okay. So the tickets, you can get them online. It's ivys.brownpapertickets.com. You can get tickets there. More information on our website, theivysmusic.com.
Okay.
And that's theivysmusic.com. We're going to be performing live from Studio C, Star City Studios. It's going to be September 16th, 2017. Doors open at 7 p.m. It's an all-ages show, and it's BYOB.
Oh, even
so
better.
It's cool. That's cool, too. I thought that was awesome, too. But it's going to be at 120 West Cassiano Drive, El Paso, Texas. It's right off Mesa. I'm so excited. I wish it was tomorrow.
Well, I wish it wasn't. Kevin's got to warm up.
Yeah, we got to warm up.
You've got a week, so you're good. You're good.
Definitely, definitely.
He's got this. He had this yesterday, Kevin.
All right. Well, I can't thank you all enough. We're excited for your show. Today, my guests have been Arlen and Galen from the band The Ivies, and they will be playing next Saturday at Star City Studios. You can get your tickets now. Just find them on their website, theivysmusic.com. Thank you all so much for coming to State of the Arts.
Marina, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having us on State of the Arts.